Charity fundraising across Mid-Essex. Fundraising walks come with many challenges, but the lead item this week is with a soldier's pack on your back. Former Witham soldier Paul Scott is walking from Tiptree Heath to Witham on March the 30th along with 20 other trekkers while carrying a 15-kilogram pack in aid of veterans' mental health charity Combat Stress. The 42-year-old co-founder of the Higher House Project values the work of the charity, which assists retired servicemen and women with issues such as PTSD, anxiety and depression. The sponsored appeal for the 10-mile walk has already topped the £4,000 mark. Two fundraising charity quiz nights are being hosted by the chair of Uttlesford District Council, Jeff Driscoll. The first supporting Acuro's Stride Life Skills programme for young adults with disabilities takes place on Saturday, March the 23rd from 7 p.m. at Hatfield Broadoak Village Hall. The second is set for April the 12th at Fairycroft House, Saffron Walden, again from 7 p.m. and supports Uttlesford Dementia Action Alliance. Tickets for both are £8.50 per person and can accommodate teams of up to 8. Running for 24 hours on the treadmill at Maldon Pure Gym at the weekend saw 48-year-old Tess Wisby from Heybridge raise money for Parkinson's UK. It was all part of her training for the London Marathon and to help cope with dystonia, a painful symptom related to Parkinson's disease, which causes muscle spasms and stiffness. She describes the diagnosis as life-changing, adding that exercise has become more than a hobby for her. It is essential to keeping her mobile. A special group for those who identify outside male and female genders has been launched at homeless hostel The Braintree Foyer. It will serve non-binary pre- and post-op, asexual, heterosexual and homosexual people who are all encouraged to share their thoughts and ask questions. The group is spearheaded by Foyer resident Jane Mills, who hopes it will expand across Essex and eventually become a registered charity, as well as launching Braintree's first Pride Festival in June. Braintree mum Adelaide Daniels has entered the London Marathon to raise funds for the Little Havens Hospice charity, which cares for her son. Oscar has been under its treatment for 5 years because he was born with quadriplegia cerebral palsy, which affects movement in his arms and legs. He also had a burnout from dystonia, another movement disorder Oscar lives with, which affected his brainstem and is something he cannot recover from. New funding will allow the Maldon District Community Gaming Initiative create activities reaching more young people in places such as Southminster and Burnham. Maldon and District CVS has received £20,000 for the expansion from the Essex Violence and Vulnerability Partnership of Roger Hurst, Police and Crime Commissioner for Essex. Dance enthusiasts turned out in droves to support Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance's popular fundraiser, Strictly Air Ambulance. The event was won by Sarah Ridge and Hayden Drew. Tickets are already on sale for Strictly Air Ambulance 2025 on March the 15th next year. Some 2,000 mattresses are currently being driven across Europe to people in Ukraine by Essex-based humanitarian aid charity Hope and Aid Direct. The organisation received the donation from Premier Inn due to a bedding replacement programme. Essex County Council highlighted the contributions of young carers on Young Carers Action Day. There are an estimated 10,000 young carers in Essex who play a vital role in providing essential care and support to family members. Dog owners are being urged to step up to a four-legged fundraising challenge by walking 60 miles throughout April to raise money for Stand Up to Cancer, the joint fundraising campaign from Cancer Research UK and Channel 4.